This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this Dingus morning?
Oh, I completely forgot that today was Dingus Day. I was so focused on Easter itself, I didn't even think about that. Too bad today wasn't a holiday. I could have definitely used a sleep-in morning. How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was a good weekend. Friday was not too bad. Saturday was a little bit busy. We went to lunch with our daughter and her family and my son-in-law's family, which was really nice, and did a little shopping afterwards. And then Sunday was kind of quiet. Karen and I just stayed home and just mellowed out and had fixed a ham dinner for ourselves, and it was good. How about you?
Yeah, this weekend was quite full. We Friday we did something similar. We did our running around, our shopping, all the last minute stuff we needed. Saturday, we went to a birthday party at the Eagle House over on Main Street in Williamsville, over by Glen Park there. That was okay. That was our first time there, so that was nice. And then we came home, and Lynn and I went over to Darien Lake State Park and set up an antenna over there. I was on the air for a little bit, but it was really, really windy, and I didn't bring headphones. I was heading outside because it was so nice. I could have sat in the truck, but it was too nice to be sitting in the truck. So then that made for kind of like an awkward environment with the wind blowing across the microphone and, hearing the radio. I made a handful of contacts, but unfortunately I didn't make enough to actually consider that a POTA activation, even though I was in a state park. I'll drop it a second. And, so I ended up calling it. And Lynn was suggesting, oh, this weekend should be a nice weekend if you wanted to try again or go somewhere else. And so maybe. We'll see. And then Sunday was Easter, and I spent like 8 hours at my sister's house. It was a long day over there. But it was all family getting together, so that was cool. But it was a long day. It's kind of like a late night, and I could have definitely used a sleep in this morning. Didn't really need a day off, but a sleep in would have been nice.
Yeah, I hear you. I did sleep in Friday morning, since no one was going to be on the air. Between you, Travis, or you, Ross, and Jeff. So I did sleep in Friday. I did sleep in Saturday. Yesterday I got up early to go to an earlier mass, kind of avoid the crowds. Sometimes the later masses are really crowded. So I did that, but then I came home and I ended up taking an hour nap, so I don't know. I guess that was pretty good.
When you have that feeling like you need to do it, your body's trying to tell you something, and it's unfortunate that we can't do that, in the middle of a work day. I know in some cultures it's considered acceptable to fall asleep in your workspace. Of course, the culture I'm referring to definitely puts work first, and it's seen as an overcommitment to your work, and you burn yourself out, and sleep at your desk, recharge, and then continue to work some more. I think if we had a quiet room with some comfy sofas and recliners, I think it would get abused here. This is K2PCB.
Yeah, I know what you mean about being able to take a nap at work. There was a good stretch that I would go out and sit in my car Had this little Hyundai Tucson that I would go out and sit in the car, you know, no matter what time of day, you know, if it was hot, I had the air conditioning going. If it was cold, I had the heat going. I'd eat a quick little lunch and then tip the seat back, and I would crash out for 15, 20 minutes. And it did really help a lot, but it also it allowed me to stay up later. And so I ended up in that vicious cycle of always needing that nap. So I did break that habit, by the way. So this is KE2GDQ.
Yeah, I've definitely been there myself. But it seems like it's such a short portion of the season. Like you say, the winter time's too cold, and it gets hot, and the vehicle sweltering. I guess it doesn't make sense to run the vehicle for the heat or air conditioning, and then that period of time where it's really comfortable, you get that in the spring and fall, and actually probably right now, this time of year, probably wouldn't be too bad to sit out here. In fact, I was just telling Ross the other day, I was thinking about doing some HF work on lunch, just to play around with an antenna on the truck. Yeah, I may have to revisit that third taillight mount that's up there. I don't think that by design has a good ground. It relies on the coax for the ground, which wouldn't be good, especially if I'm running that radio from an external power source rather than the vehicle battery, because then I guess I would not be tied to the ground of the vehicle at all. So it wouldn't make a good ground plane, but yeah. Anyway, 6:39, maybe I'll pause and see if anyone else is in there. This is K2PCB.
KC2NVM, good morning. About sleeping in your car, taking naps, then your body gets used to sleeping in your car when you're driving. I was never a fan of learning to take a nap in your car for that very reason.
Good morning, Jeff. So what you're saying is that if you get used to sleeping in your car like I did, that your body starts to think that's the place to sleep?
Yes. And then you're driving, you get a little bit of tired, and your body's like, oh, yeah, I can take a nap. And then you fall asleep at the wheel. Just a thought, theory, unproven, but just seems unnatural.
Makes sense. You know, we are creatures of habit. It does make sense. I don't recall ever having that when I was driving, that desire to take a nap, but I could see how that could work.
Just one of the many theories that just float around in my brain. Sometimes they make sense, sometimes they don't. And my wife would just roll her eyes and be like, whatever.
No, that theory does make sense. It truly does.
So I caught on a little late. How's everybody's Easter? Wonderfully uneventful? Or a little bit of drama?
Well, no drama here. Very nice.
Just
ate a lot of food.
Celebrated
way too much food.
Easter
I don't
with
think
my daughter's
for another,
another week. Family on Saturday. And then Karen and I had a nice ham dinner here at the house to celebrate Easter. How about yours?
Seems y'all were stepping on each other. I kind of heard you both at the same time.
That's okay. I'll let you go and give your Easter update, but at the same time, I'm going to sign. This is K2PCB. I'll say 73, but I'll listen out for your Easter update there, Jeff.
K2PCB, this is K2GDQ. 73 to you, and I will talk to you on Wednesday. I will not be on the air tomorrow. So, Jeff, how was your Easter weekend? This is KE2GDQ listening for any calls.